Like so many things these days, conversations around climate change and environmental stewardship have become political. And that leads some people to believe that it has no place in church. But long before politicians ever talked about the weather, God talked to humanity about caring for the earth. In fact, according to the biblical story, one of the first commands that God ever gave to human beings was to steward well this planet that we call home. We'll hear that call in today's scripture reading from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals." And that is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." And so God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. And then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and all the animals that scurry along the ground." And then God said, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given you every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Everything that has life." And that is what happened. Then God looked over all He had made, and He saw that it was very good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. From the very beginning, we have been commanded to care for God's creation. And it has become increasingly clear that we haven't done the best job at doing so. God's creation is in crisis. Did you know that 50,000 species of plants, animals, and insects become extinct each year, largely due to deforestation? 50,000. Did you know that a conservative estimate by the scientific community projects that by 2050, over 570 cities and over 800 million people will be negatively impacted by rising sea levels due to global warming? Did you know that 40% of our lakes and waterways right here in Minnesota are so polluted that they don't meet the basic health standards? And that's just the tip of the rapidly melting iceberg. Friends, this isn't merely an environmental crisis. It's a spiritual crisis. And as I said, it isn't just a political issue. It's a faith issue. In the beginning, God commanded humanity, "Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and all the animals that scurry along the ground." An older translation called humanity to have dominion over the earth. What's important to note about that command is that when God calls us to reign over this planet, God means that we're called to steward it, not dominate it, not to use and abuse it. When someone lends me their car, they aren't saying, "Hey, do whatever you want with it. Use it and abuse it. Don't worry about damaging it." Of course not. They are graciously allowing me to use what is theirs, and they trust that I will steward it well. And the very same thing holds true of the Creator entrusting this creation into our care. We are privileged to use it, to enjoy it, and to get to know the Creator through it. But we are also called to steward it well, to care for it and when need be, to heal it. You know, as a child, I was fascinated by nature, and so I loved watching shows like The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You remember those shows? If you do, you'll know that both of them had a bit of a bent toward protecting the environment. I can remember getting upset seeing fish and seabirds dying because they had gotten trapped in plastic waste that had been thrown into the ocean. Or hearing stories about entire species of beautiful animals being threatened with extinction because their habitats were being destroyed. But honestly, that's where it stopped for me, merely being upset. I never made the connection between my own behavior and personal choices and the things that I was seeing on those television programs. And I think that's still true for many of us as adults. We hear news of drought and more frequent and powerful tornadoes and hurricanes, or the pollution levels of our lakes and rivers, and it upsets us. But we aren't necessarily moved to action. We don't always see the connection between our individual choices and actions, and our choices and actions as a congregation, and the larger story of caring for God's world. Fortunately, there's a group of Christ followers here at Prince of Peace who do see the connection and are passionate about helping the rest of us to see it. It's our Care for Creation team. I've asked one of our members, and a member of that team, Chris Erickson, to share a bit of his experience and passion for creation care. Let's listen in.
Watching the movie An Inconvenient Truth right here at Prince of Peace several years ago stopped me in my tracks and got me to just look around to try to figure out just how my own actions were either helping or not helping the environment. Then in 2015, we started to work together with a number of other churches in the South Metro area and formed a group called Interfaith Creation Care because we found that it was a lot easier and more productive to work together than separately. All of the faiths around the world, whether they're Christian or Buddhist or Muslim or Hindu or Jewish, they all have made specific statements in support of care for the earth. For me, it's just simply a matter of taking care of a gift that's been given to me. I believe that God has made this earth, made it into a beautiful home, and given it to us, and it's up to us to take care of it. The bottom line, it's just a matter of taking care of a gift. Not so much a gift that's delicate and precious so that we hoard it and miser it, but more like a gift of our heart that we take care of, that we live with every day. We've done a lot here at Prince of Peace to address the climate, perhaps in ways that people don't really realize or may have made a connection. We've done a great job of taking care of waste through our mission outpost, especially with the organics waste. Our church mice have done a great job of recycling metal, tons of metal, every year to be able to purchase equipment. We've also done a great job of recycling cardboard and different things like that. And we're on the verge of getting rid of styrofoam. We're really excited about that. I have heard a lot of Christians say that we don't need to take care of the earth, that Jesus is coming again, and he's going to give us a new home. But when I think about that, I also think about the parables about the master and the servants and our responsibility to take care of what's been given to us. Everyone can start someplace, and I'm sure that most everybody has already started. We start with small things. We start with putting LED lights in our house. We start with trying to reduce the amount of plastic that we use. Our Interfaith Creation Care group has a wonderful website that has lots of easy things to do for those next steps. I have a 21-month-old granddaughter who be coming of the age of starting her own family in the year 2040 or 2050. I want to make sure that she has the confidence and the hope that that the world will still be a good place to be and a good gift to pass on to her children as well.
I am so grateful for Christ followers like Chris and the members of our Care for Creation team who are helping and encouraging us to more faithfully respond to God's call to steward this world in which we live as a foundation for providing hope and wholeness for all people. You know, I confess, friends, that this is not an area of stewardship that I've given enough focus to, both personally and as a leader here at Prince of Peace. But that's going to change. And you'll begin to see and hear and experience those changes in our life together. For instance, in the very near future, we are going to eliminate the use of styrofoam cups on weekends and eventually from use on our campus entirely. Why? Because styrofoam is a significant cause of toxic waste that leaches into our soil and our water and our air. It can't be recycled, it isn't biodegradable, and so it takes about 500 years to degrade in a landfill. Think about that. If I drink a cup of coffee today in a styrofoam cup, throw it in the garbage, and it's eventually buried in a landfill, that cup won't degrade until the year 2522. It's mind-boggling. That's a simple reminder to me that the seemingly small choices that I make on a daily basis have real impact upon the earth. And they say something about my response to God's call to steward God's creation. If you want to join me in learning how you can do more to care for creation, not as a political statement, but as an act of faith and devotion to our Creator God, then let me challenge you to text the word creation to the number on your screen, and we'll send you a link to a resource with helpful suggestions that can make a difference. Unlike my friend Chris, I don't have grandkids yet, but I hope to. And while I plan to buy them gifts and spoil them rotten, one of the greatest gifts I can give them is a healthier world in which to live, a place where they can grow in hope and in wholeness for a lifetime. Would you pray with me? Father of all, Creator and ruler of the universe, you entrusted your world to us as a gift. So help us to care for it and for all people so that we may live in right relationships with you and ourselves and our neighbor and with all of creation. Christ our Lord, you lived among us and died to reveal the depth of your love for us. Help us to imitate your love for the human family by recognizing just how connected we all are to our brothers and sisters around the world, to those in poverty impacted by environmental devastation, and to future generations who will live here. Holy Spirit, giver of wisdom and love, you breathe life in us and you guide us. Help us to live according to your vision, stirring to action the hearts of all individuals and families, communities of faith like Prince of Peace, and civil and political leaders. God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, help us to hear the cry of those in poverty and the cry of the earth so that we may together care for our common home, bringing hope and wholeness to all. This we pray in the strong name of Christ and together all God's people said. Amen.